This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
Live, this is Lock and Load. So everything's actually occurring the way it's supposed to occur this week. I don't know why, but it's actually everything's aligned right. So as things are on a Thursday night, it's this time of, you know, now we get to go this way. We get to roll in as class is now in session. Of course, the course is 1911 University, and we're joined by the professor, Joe Chambers. Good evening, sir.
Good evening. How are you?
How are you? I haven't spoken to you this week very much. I suppose you're riding this storm out. If you can't even tell there's a storm going on, can you?
No. Well, there's a storm going on. It's an ice storm right now outside.
Okay.
That's the only storm we got here.
An ice storm in, I think we got up into the mid-60s today, although we've had days in the 70s and the 80s.
Oh, yeah, it was like 78 degrees yesterday. Today it's 30.
Wow, you got it worse than I've got it.
Yeah, it's pretty crazy.
You've got it worse than I've got it. As I've been watching Instagram, I've been noticing a bunch of shapes that I haven't seen before, per se. Of course, I don't know all the shapes that you make and all the models that you make. Have you got new models coming out? Or can you discuss that?
No, not really. I mean, Eric started on the Yetis today. Those are some bobtail commanders and nine.
I saw those frames. Those are good. Those are going to look nice.
Yeah, that'd be pretty cool. So we got those going on and. I mean, some of the stuff that you're seeing on Instagram, some of those pictures are older projects that I've done and built over the years that the guys are putting up, which is cool. It's always good to see that stuff. People getting a look at it that have never seen it before, and also it kind of gives people a heads up to what I'm personally working on here at the shop. Because I've got a number of projects going on for different clients. I've got a couple of long slide Black Knight pinstripers and a couple of regular Black Knight pinstripers and a regular Black Knight and a stainless bobtail Commander 45. I got all kinds of cool stuff going on.
I want to talk about the Reston regulator. Or excuse me, which is the Reston one? What is his?
Yeah, the regulator.
Okay, I want to talk about the Reston regulator. Primarily because you've told me that Jared Reston was a Glock shooter for the most part.
Yes.
So, for him, I mean, the thing about Glock that all the Glock shooters tell you is they go bang every time you pull the trigger. I can just depend on it. It'll take all kinds of beatings. I can bury it in the mud up to my waist. And they'll tell you all this stuff about it. And yet, do you think, I mean, when I think of a gun, and I've moved from, you know, from my military time where a gun was a tool to now a gun is an expression, right, of myself.
Mm-hmm.
And now, Jared, is he still pro behind the gun?
Yeah, I mean, okay. He has to carry a Glock on duty.
Okay.
But what he's using in his classes and all that stuff now is the regulator, from what I understand. He got it a few weeks ago, took it out, first time at the range, shot a couple hundred rounds through it. He shot a pair of 99s on B8s at 25 yards right out of the gate. The other day, he was doing that drill where you got to shoot. It's a 70-shot drill. You shoot in all kinds of different, you know, positions and distances under different times and whatnot. I won't tell you what his score was because he was pretty proud of it. It was a personal best, but he said he could do better. But he shot a in the one stage where you start standing and you go to prone. You start standing, draw your weapon, go to prone, and shoot 10 shots. He right. shot a 108X, which was pretty impressive.
With the regulator.
Yeah, with the regulator.
So how much of a for him, is this like is he going through like an adjustment period? Is this a moment of discovery for him? I mean, what did he enter into this when I presume there was a process to get him into being one of your pros and having one of the signature gun lines made with him to where
So basically what happened was last year at the symposium, I got to meet him. I'd been looking forward to meeting him. I'd heard he was a really cool guy. And we just hit it off, really well. And the symposium is a pretty relaxed event where guys can, professionals and clientele can come together and, rub shoulders and just hang out and get to know each other and have fun. And so one day Chuck and me and Brandon and Eric and a couple other guys were going to go over to the test fire range. And I said, hey, Jared, why don't you come with us? I want you to shoot my night fighter. And he was like, oh, okay, yeah. I'm really a Glock guy. I don't really know nothing about this stuff. And I said, well, just try it out. And he was banging steel with impunity from 50 to 80 yards. He looked over at me. He's like, holy crap. He said, that's amazing. And I'm like, yeah, I know. And so I told him before the weekend was over, I said, listen, if you ever have a chance, let's sit down and talk about this and see if we can't maybe work up something. And he's like, yeah, that'd be cool. So, a couple weeks go by, and I talked to him a few times, and we settled on a deal and designed together a gun that he thought he would like to, he would like to own. And so thus was born the regulator.
I see this a lot. I see a lot of guys like the only other handgun that Clint Smith has besides his 1911s, he's got a couple of Glocks.
Mm-hmm.
I see a lot of people that go from one to the other, but they never stray beyond those two, from the 1911 platform, which normally they have a favorite platform of theirs that they like. You know which one is my favorite, for example, but they have a favorite platform they go to on 1911, and then they have Glock. And I've seen that time and time again, and we probably don't have enough time for you to answer this in this segment, but I just find that fascinating. When we get back, I'd like for you to give me your opinion of why that is, because to me, they're just such different animals.
Oh, yeah.
I look at myself when I'm shooting, and if I'm filming, I film myself when I'm shooting, and the way I can operate a Glock versus the way I can operate the 1911, 2011, 2019 platform is so different. Just because one is just really fast and really smooth and very economic, and the other one has a little more movement involved in it. Although I can shoot it fairly fast. I mean, and I know, for example, like Fisher can shoot Glocks all day long. I'm sure Jared is very good with them. Didn't you tell me one time even you have one around the house? What do you do, like kick it and shoot at it and spit on it from time to time?
I got a couple of Gen 2, Gen 3 Glock 17s. One of them has a full auto switch on it.
That's a nice one to have. You hang on for me. Chambers Custom, this is where you can find the stuff that Joe builds. Joe, Eric, and Brandon, three masters at work. So this, if in Japan, they would have been master swordsmiths. This is the way I see these guys. They're just at the top of their field in their chosen field. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. We'll be right back.
there's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At STI, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in the gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. STIGuns.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
I am not done, but I have found a way to thrive. Elevate. Elevate is a wearable technology designed to mitigate your active lifestyle. Whether you're a professional athlete looking to enhance performance, a yoga practitioner wishing to gain more flexibility, or a person seeking natural ways to relieve pain,
benefits encompass all walks of life and lifestyles.
Elevate is not a cure, but the IE-infused clothing will give you that extra percentage needed to help you get moving. For more information or to order, go to ElevateBill.com. Elevate, because I am not done yet.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, May 29th to June 1st for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient civilizations, crop circles, and so much more. Over 150 lectures, panels, workshops, and events with leading experts, Paul Hellyer, Linda Moulton Howe, Nick Pope, Emery Smith, Stephen Greer, Russell Targ, Doc Wallach, Leslie Kane, and more. Get your tickets at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hi. I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Welcome back. Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. This is 1911 University. I am talking to Joe Chambers. And before we went to the break, I was asking Joe why so many guys seem to go back and forth between the Glock and a 1911 platform of their choice, which I've got another question for you that I'm going to ask you after this one. But let's handle this first one. Tell me what you think. Why do they go back and forth, or if why does one go to the other?
I don't know that one goes to the other necessarily, but I think the reason people go back and forth between those two primarily is they're the most popular. You know, I mean, there's a lot of other great handgun brands out there. You know, Smith & Wesson, SIG, HK, Walther. I mean, Walther makes some great guns. But Glock and 1911 are the most popular handguns in the world, really. And there'll be some people out there listening that go, "Wow, I like this and that." Well, that's cool. You know, it's America. You know, we don't have a restriction on, well, unless you live in California, yeah. We don't have a restriction on how many handguns we can own. Just go buy what you want. You know, but they're, you know, both the Glock is a very easy platform to learn because there's no external safety. There's no grip safety. You know, it's relatively a Simon Simple kind of gun to shoot. It's not a simple gun to master because the grip angle is odd. It's a European style, you know, sport pistol grip angle.
Yep.
The trigger can be exceptionally good or exceptionally bad depending on what you have in the gun. You know, so it all depends on what you're getting. And the same can be said for the 1911 platform. You know, I think the 1911 platform is a little easier to learn how to shoot because of the mechanical advantage. It's a single action pistol. You know, most of them have decent sights. If they're sprung right, recoil is very manageable. But yeah, I think it's mostly because they're the two biggest styles, if you will. Glock is a brand, 1911 is a style.
Right. I'm not going to get into the whole cloning thing. The reason I ask, and this leads me to the next question, because, and help me with this, because I don't know. This is conjecture on my part. After World War II, when everybody and his brother was making 1911s for the war effort and everything, did the 1911 platform suffer? Was the quality of what was being put out there, was that not as good as Colt had made it in the beginning? It just became acceptable that would be all right. And is that what led to the rise in whenever that began of the custom 1911?
I don't know all there is to know about the history of the 1911 after the war, but you know, during the war you had Remington Rand, you had Springfield, you had Colt, you had
Ithaca.
You had Ithaca, Union Switch and Signal. Those were your main brands. Yeah, okay. Singer made a whopping 500 guns. Big deal. You know, you and I can't afford to buy a Singer, so it doesn't matter. But after the war, the majority of those companies went away. Because, well, you know, Union Switch and Signal went back to making what they made before the war. Ithaca went back to making shotguns and rifles. Remington Rand basically became no more. They became Remington, and they made rifles. You know, the Springfield Armory of then is not the same Springfield Armory from Gnesco, Illinois.
Right.
Two different companies completely. So, you know, I think after the war, all of that pretty much stopped, and Colt owned the market for decades. You know, they had the Colt commercial model. They brought out a 1911 Commander in 9mm in the 50s, which was, you know, pretty cool and cutting edge for its time. And it was in the mid to late 50s that you started seeing a real beginning of custom builders, if you will, guys who were tooling up. They were taking Colt commercial models and some of the old war guns like the Rands and Union Switch and Signal guns and the Ithacas, and they were tuning them specifically for bullseye shooting. Because you have to keep in mind that there was no such thing as IDPA. There was no USPSA or IPSC. None of those things existed. And so there were groups of people out there doing that kind of shooting, I'm sure, but the only formal target type shooting was bullseye. And I mean, if you go back and you look at videos of cops training in the 50s and 60s, they were all shooting one-handed, like bullseye style.
Yep.
You know, the Weaver stance hadn't even come around yet. As horrible as that is, the isosceles wasn't even a blink in anybody's eye at that point. So, yeah, I mean, you know, and then you enter into the 80s, and you have a few companies like Springfield Armory that we know today coming out with 1911s, and then you get into the 90s, and you have companies like Kimber coming out with guns, and it kind of exploded from there. You know, a few guys in the industry, I think, looked at it and they go, oh, there's a market for this. Let's mass produce them with some custom features and make some money. And so they did.
But that was just the beginning, right? I mean, comparatively speaking, the kind of detail that you put into a gun nowadays is the magnitude and the extent that you go into a gun and you think about every drag of the file and every pound on the spring and everything else that you put together, that's a whole different approach, but it all began back then, didn't it? You are the evolution of that. Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. And I tell my guys all the time, you know, you really don't comprehend. Even 10, 15 years ago when I got into the game, my guys today don't comprehend what it was like then, because even then I was doing a lot of rebuilds where, you know, a gun would come in and the guy would go, well, I only have $500 to spend, you know, do it as good as you could. Well, you can't put no new hammer, sear, disconnector, strut, mainspring housing, grip safety, thumb safety, barrel in a gun for $500. So you have to learn how to adapt and use the parts that are available in the gun. And to
do me a favor. Hold right there, because I want you to finish this sentence. We'll be right back. We're talking to Joe about what precipitated Chambers Custom, sort of. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
Brinklin Armory makes top-quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made-in-America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do, too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word LOCK AND LOAD at franklinarmory.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump is pushing hard to make more critical supplies.
Moments ago, I directed Secretary Azar and Acting Secretary Wolf to use any and all available authority under the Defense Production Act to ensure that domestic manufacturers have the supplies they need to produce ventilators for patients with severe cases.
This ensures domestic manufacturers have supplies they need to produce ventilators for patients with severe coronavirus cases. Stimulus checks are coming in 2 weeks. Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin says the payments will be directly deposited into bank accounts. He also reminded Social Security recipients they don't need to file tax returns to get their share. If you do not use direct deposit for your tax refunds, a website is being set up where you can enter your banking information to receive your refund. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
America's founders knew power corrupts, and ultimate power corrupts ultimately, and absolute power corrupts absolutely. That's why they built in checks and balances to prevent any one group from seizing all power.
And that's why our president is elected by a college of electors, to protect the rights of little states like Delaware and Wyoming against giants like New York and California. After all, our country is a republic, the United States of America, not the United States. Our states are independent, sovereign powers who created the federal government, not the other way around.
And that's why all power ultimately lies in we the people and the states, not a central dictatorship of cronies. Did you know that? Thank God for the U.S. Constitution.
Find out more how our amazing Constitution and Bill of Rights protect us, the citizens, against power-crazed politicians in Washington. Help us take back America. Go to OurAmericanRights.com. Brought to you by the American Media Council.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Lock and Load. And this is 1911 University. We're talking to Joe Chambers from Chambers Custom Guns and doing a little traipsing down history lane, if we can, because when you decided to start Chambers Custom, was it because you saw something lacking out there in the availability? Was it because you just love building the 1911 platform and its various evolutions? Or a combination of those things? Because, I've had a lot of conversations with you, and you have got some definite ideas about a way a gun works and the way a gun can work, and you actually put the can part into practice, which is a lot easier said than done.
You want to know the truth?
Sure.
No, I needed to make money.
Okay.
That's just the reality of it. You know, a good friend of mine told me years ago, he says, look, man, we all need money to pay our bills and to live our lives. So go make some, you know? And I was fortunate enough that I was given an opportunity to study with someone who was considered the best in his field. And I was fortunate enough that I have, you know, some semblance of intelligence, and I could learn what he chose to teach me and apply it and expound on it. And so when the time came, you know, and Heidi and I got married, and then shortly thereafter we had a baby on the way, and I had three extra mouths to feed. It was like, oh, I better do something to make money, you know? And, so I decided to start my own shop and go my own way. The benefit of that, of course, was because I've been self-employed pretty much since I was 15 years old, nearly 30 years now.
Right.
And so the benefit of it was I got to do what I wanted to do instead of what I had to do. And, I mean, you always have to do some of what you have to do. Don't get me wrong. But I got to do more of what I wanted to do. You know, so I wanted to build a pinstriper. So I did. So I wanted to build you know, a left-handed 1911. So I did. And when you get to do things that you want to do because you love doing them, then, you know, if you're good at it, if you have talent and you're a kind person and you're nice to people and you're respectful, then typically the chips fall in your favor. Not always. Sometimes, you know, I mean, I know a lot of good people that have been taken advantage of and the chips don't fall in their favor. But generally speaking, you know, if you do good work and you're kind to people and you treat people fairly, then things happen, you know, good things happen to good people. And I was just fortunate to be in that position, you know. And we're living in a time now as far as 1911s and parts go where, I mean, I just had a conversation yesterday with the guy that makes my plates and some other parts for me. And, you know, I'm exceptionally picky and it drives him nuts, you know, and he's all worried that he's not getting it right. And I'm like, no, it's good. It's good. I just would like to tweak this and tweak that. And, you know, but at the same time, I realize you get to a point where you can only tweak so much. But, you know, I had a conversation today, too, actually, with my slide maker about different things that we're doing. And it's phenomenal that we live in a time period where I can call a guy that has millions of dollars worth of equipment, machinery sitting there, and I can say, look, man, I want A, B, C, D, E, F, G. And he goes, okay, would you like X, Y, Z to go with that? Yeah, sure, why not, you know? Because 10, as we were talking before the break, 10, 15 years ago, that wasn't a possibility.
Right.
I mean, it just simply wasn't. And 10 years before that, in the early 90s, I mean, you just had to deal with what you had to deal with. And you go back into the 50s and 60s, and you had guys that made their own bushings, you know, that made their own hammers and sears and disconnectors from scratch. Not just because they had the talent, but because they had to. They didn't have a choice. And, you know, now I call my guy that makes trigger parts and I say, hey, you know, I need 50 of this and that and, you know, A, B, C, D, E, F, G, and I get them all. Because technology is amazing. And I love building guns in this era. I mean, I enjoyed building guns when I started. And you know, I loved it then. But I really, really love it now because now I can be picky. So, you know, I can be really picky and get things exactly just as I want them. You know, have I ever built a perfect gun? No. Will I ever? I don't know. I don't know that exists because we're dealing with metal and, you know, all of those idiosyncrasies that go along with it. But we're building some pretty nice guns.
Well, I mean, even when you build a really good gun, I mean, that's a temporary status. Unless you don't shoot it, right?
Right, and you know, I might build a gun that, you know, I've built some guns that are incredibly, insanely accurate and reliable, and then the next one I build is even more accurate. You know, why? I don't know. You know, something else in the parts just meshed just right, and boom, there you have it.
You don't think the repetition of what you're doing and you don't think you're perfecting it as you go each and every time?
Well, you are, but you're still working in within a set of tolerances, you know, and that's the conversation I had with my parts guy yesterday. He sent me some parts, and I was like, you know, I thought this was going to be X, Y, Z, and he goes, well, there's a tolerance of plus or minus 5,000ths. Oh, I forgot about that. Sorry. I busted your chops for nothing. Yeah. So, you know, I'm still of the mindset that if I call out, you know, this measurement needs to be 0.751, that it should be 0.751, not 0.751 plus 5, you know, plus 0.005. And, I mean, so I'm always looking for, you know, that evolution of perfection. And we're finally catching up to that, certainly. You know, we have machines that can hold tolerances that some of us never dreamed were even possible. But you still have variances with the parts as they come together as a whole being. And that's where you get the, you know, the variances in characteristics. So you could have 10 part sets like Eric's fixing to start the Yeti guns. And because you have tolerances that are acceptable, not tolerances that are outside the acceptable realm. But because right. you have tolerances that are acceptable, you're going to have minor variations in each gun. And that's what, to me, makes it the most interesting, because then truly every gun has a personality of its own. And
I can see where that's absolutely cool to think of it that way. I like that idea. I tell you what, we're coming up on the break, and I haven't given you a chance to give out the social media information, which I know he's working that hard. Joe's working that hard. So tell us how they would find you and Chambers Custom, social media, website, all that other stuff.
Yeah, so if you're listening out there, you can find us on Instagram or Facebook at Chambers Custom. If you want to find out more in depth about the shop, you can go to chamberscustom.com. And there's a number of links on the tabs on the website, but you can also look up things like 1911university.com or fatphatwmg.com to learn about our fat WMGs.
Fat, by the way, which I had to ask about this, that's pretty hot and tempting.
Yes, indeed.
And it absolutely is pretty hot and tempting. I know. I've been caressing one the whole time I've been talking to Joe. So we'll be right back. This is 1911 University with Joe Chambers, and this is Lock and Load.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
On the firing line. Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. This, and we are in the middle of 1911 University. As you look to the future with, you know, talking to Joe Chambers here, have you reached the zenith that technology can take a 1911 platform, 2011, 2019, too? Have you gotten to the ultimate stage?
Oh, I don't think so. I mean, we've gotten to an ultimate stage, but I think we have yet further to even go. One example is I was talking to my slide maker yesterday. I've talked to him the last couple of days because he's working on some really cool projects for us. And I said to him, I says, have you considered doing this as part of the process of manufacturing? He's like, well, yeah, we've considered it, but we haven't gotten to that point yet, and blah, blah. And I says, well, you know, I mean, I think if you do this, it'll make the product even better and more consistent. And so he called me, or he sent me a text later yesterday afternoon and said, hey, just letting you know, we committed to buy the machine to do that. And it's not a cheap machine. It's tens of thousands of dollars, tens of maybe $100,000 or more. And he's like, we just purchased one and we're going to pick it up, in the next couple of weeks. I'm like, whoa, sweet. So I think we're entering into kind of the golden age of parts design and manufacture. And there's some people out there that are really excited about it. And, you know, when you get people that are excited about making parts a specific way, the sky's really the limit.
Do you think we'll see a change in materials that go into these guns? Do you think that, it'll get more exotic and lighter weight, what do you think we're going to see? Is that who was it? Was it Daytonix that had a modular 1911 looking esque thing when they were in the trials for the next Army pistol? Did you see that?
No, I don't. I'm not familiar with that. I mean, as far as materials, I think there's somewhere to go with that, and we've seen some of that in the past with titanium frames and titanium grip bodies for 2011s. You know, new polymers are always being developed. The problem with titanium is it's a little problematic to machine. It's very expensive, you know, very expensive. A titanium single stack frame is 3 to 4 times the cost of a steel frame. And so that, you know, that's prohibitive for people. But, you know, Smith & Wesson has been doing scandium frames for, you know, a decade or more now, and to good effect. Scandium's tougher than aluminum. It lasts longer than aluminum. They kind of have cornered the market on that. But I think there are some interesting things out there. There's guys out there building guns out of Damascus, real Damascus, not fake Damascus. But you have to keep in mind that you still have to deal with pressure. When that round goes bang, something's got to be there to contain it. And so with that in mind, I think you have to keep in mind that there are some limitations. You can't build a slide out of titanium and expect it to last long because it's not made for that. So, you know, as far as metallurgy and those kinds of things, I don't know how far we can go down that rabbit hole, really.
That's interesting. Simply because I kind of wonder, you know, the overarching 1911 design for the most part is not really, the silhouette is pretty much the same as it was in 1911, isn't it? I mean, it's changed a little bit. It's definitely modern, but
sure. It
hasn't really changed that much. Is that because it was a superior design to begin with, or is that because there's no need to change it? I mean, you know, what do you think?
Well, I think the base 1911 model lends itself to a lot of alterations. That's why we have officers' models, we have CCOs, you know, we have commanders, we have bobtails, we have round butts, we have long slides. You know, there's all kinds of different characteristics that you can have on a 1911, which is, in my opinion, what makes it such a fabulous design. You know, you can literally take a government model and chop it into about whatever you want to if you've got the right machinery. You can't do that with a Glock. You can only go so far. So, I mean, you don't see anybody out there chopping a Glock 17 slide down to a Glock 26 slide. Doesn't happen. But you can do that with a 1911.
Yeah.
If you're ambitious enough. So, you know, I think that's part of the allure to the 1911 platform is it's so modular. It's not AR-15 modular, right? You can't just bolt crap onto it and go. But it's modular in the idea of the base design was so sound from the very beginning. When Browning started working on the design in 1906, 1907 at the request of the Army, the base design was so sound that it has literally stood the test of time, and it doesn't matter how people have butchered it or, you know, beautified it, it still keeps on kicking.
Very interesting. Before we go, I did get to, last weekend, I did get to go to Exodus Leather, who makes a lot of the holsters that Joe uses. His product is everything you said it was going to be.
I told you.
Yeah, you did.
I'm carrying a Hippo Illusion on my hip right now.
The Illusion, that was the most exceptional of the holsters you made simply because of the design. Because when I saw it, I was like thinking, I could have sworn I told that guy this gun has an optic on it, right? But he had that built into it. Instead of it being cut out, it's got a cradle for it just to slide into the holster.
It's
after I got home and everything, I realized, though, that I needed one of his belts to go with it. So I've already asked him to do a belt.
So, his designs are great. And that burgundy IWB holster he made you, is that not the most beautiful piece of leather you've ever seen?
I don't like carrying inside the waistband, but when I got a hold of that and I felt how light and how smooth it was, I stuck the gun in it and jammed it into my... I pulled off the outside of the waistband holster and jammed that inside the waistband and wore it for the entire, you know, it wasn't a long drive, but, you know, it was as far as it had to be, and no issues. I can carry it like that, and it was beautiful. All the stuff he made is beautiful, but like the paddle holster.
Yeah,
I know it's a paddle holster, but it's, you know, it's got that horse hide with a shark skin, and he's just, and I think he's actually going to come here. I'm going to have him on the show, And he actually wants to come here to be on the show. And I was like, well, I think after about 5 minutes of being in a radio studio, you're going to find it not nearly as interesting as this place. But yeah, that was, they started laying out the stuff. I wanted to see a holster with a bullfrog hide on it because they have bullfrog skin. And it's,
oh yeah,
it's quite nice. So anyway, before we run out of...
He does. They do beautiful, beautiful stuff.
Yep. And I do like my illusion. I know that the color might be a little controversial, but I like it.
It's bright. I mean, it's pretty. Don't get me wrong. It's beautiful.
Yeah.
Beautiful, beautiful color. But it's bright. I mean, and I see, I have a lizard holster from him that is like emerald green.
Right.
Like bright Kelly Irish green. And
right.
It's a beautiful holster. But it's not something you're going to wear every day because it's so bright.
Right.
But that's why I have a black hippo and a brown alligator and, you know, a black horse hide and a brown horse hide. I got a sickness.
I know. We're running out of time. I will talk to you soon, and thank you for joining me this evening.
Thank you, sir. Have a good evening. Be safe.
You too. And with that, we'll be back again in 21 hours. And between now and then, remember this, it's never been about gun control, not once, not ever. It has been. It's always going to be about total control. This has been Lock and Load. Piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom, one gun, one gunsmith.
For over 25 years, Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Mortgage rates have dropped 25%, the lowest mortgage rates in years. So maybe you should drop everything and call Zoom Refi. Refinance your home now and slash your mortgage payments. Take cash out and save maybe hundreds of dollars every month. Zoom Refi mortgage rates are super low. Zoom Refi closing costs are super low. And Zoom, we approve you right over the phone, even for no income check loans. Big drop in mortgage rates. Big opportunity for you to save money. Call Zoom Refi today. 888-291-9729. 888-291-9729. Save on mortgage payments. Save on closing costs. Call Zoom Refi. 888-291-9729. Advertising by marketing entity Zoom Refi. Zoom Refi is not a bank or financial company. Calls and other inquiries may be forwarded to third-party lenders who are solely responsible for reviewing, approving, and servicing any loan. Zoom Refi is not affiliated with any state or federal agency and does not provide mortgage advice or help. No income check loans are for investment properties only, and income must be sufficient to service debt.